This is Easter weekend, and looks like it's going to be a stormy weekend. There is a good chance we could see some thunderstorms along with possibly severe storms. A flood watch has been issued for Douglas, Howell, Oregon, Ozark, Shannon, Texas, and Wright counties in Missouri, and for Baxter, Fulton, Izzard, and Marion counties in Arkansas. The flash flood watch is in effect through Sunday evening. The Arkansas State Police Criminal Investigation Division is investigating a double homicide after the Independence County Sheriff's Office requested assistance. On Tuesday, the Independence County Sheriff's Office responded to a request for a welfare check at a home on the 1600 block of Old Camp Road. 53-year-old Teresa Owens Nelson and 71-year-old Patricia Anderson were found deceased inside the home. They were taken to the Arkansas State Crime Lab. The investigation is ongoing. On April 17th, Howell County Sheriff Matt Roberts and Howell County deputies joined the United States Marshal Service, South Central Missouri Drug Task Force, Operation Relentless Pursuit Task Force, Ozark County Sheriff's Office, and Mountain Grove Police Department in locating and arresting two individuals on federal indictments for trafficking meth. 36-year-old Virginia Pereira and 34-year-old John Zastro were charged in a 9-count indictment returned under a seal by the federal grand jury in Springfield on April the 1st. The indictment was unsealed and made public on Friday following the arrest of Pereira and Zastro. The Shannon County Sheriff's Office announces the arrest of Jacob Kelly following a recent traffic stop in Birch Tree. The stop was conducted by Captain Brumble and deputies who identified Kelly as having an active capious no bond warrant for probation violation out of Phelps County. Kelly was taken into custody without incident. Additional charges may be filed in Shannon County pending a further investigation. A woman from Oxford, Arkansas, was arrested Friday afternoon in Izzard County. 27-year-old Leanne Deshay George was arrested on charges of possession of meth or cocaine, misdemeanor possession of a controlled substance, and misdemeanor possession of drug paraphernalia. Her bond was set at $10,000. A pair of Missouri House bills would open the way for murder charges to be filed over abortions. House Bill 1072 and House Bill 1417 are both entitled the Missouri Parental Equal Protection Act. It would allow prosecutors to charge both the mother and the doctor who performs an abortion with first-degree murder. Exceptions would be allowed for medical emergencies. State Representative Bert Whaley from Stone County is sponsoring House Bill 1417. A committee vote on the bills has not yet been scheduled.